Cabin Fever by Jason Forrester. The wind is howling like a love-struck coyote. Thunder explodes as flashes of lightning crack the night sky. The great room of our cabin is a towering open space, exposed beam construction with 20-foot ceilings and a field stone fireplace in the center adorning a huge sunken living room. Another streak of lightning detonates against the blackness of the night. You hold on to me tightly, pressing your face against my bare chest. Beautiful fire warms our souls as I cradle you in my arms. The storm's energy electrifies the air as much as our senses. I gently position your body so I'm kneeling beside you and you're comfortably flat on your back. Pausing to take in your beauty, I ask you to close your eyes. I move my hand to your face and caress your cheek. Moving slowly, I make my way down your neck, over your chest, and down your stomach. I retrieve some oils that have been warming by the fire. The aroma of lilac blossoms radiates from them, your favorite scent. I dip my hand into the decanter and massage the oils onto your smooth skin, starting first with your shoulders and moving softly over your breasts. I pay special attention to your erect nipples, kneading them and tugging slightly as I skillfully stimulate them. You arch your back slightly as I move down your belly to your silky smooth thighs. I see you bite your lower lip as I carefully part your legs. I use my fingers to stimulate you slowly, gently tracing the outer lips, moving up and down, making sure to spend ample time massaging your erect clit. Your hips start to gyrate. You move your hands and place them over mine. I grasp them firmly and then hold them above your head, immobilizing them. I continue to caress your body with my other hand. You shiver lightly, intensifying gradually as your pleasure reaches a crescendo. You move forcefully to release yourself from my restraint. I stop caressing you. Move my hand to your mouth and rub my thumb over your lips. Your tongue playfully caresses my hand. I slowly make my way back down between your legs. You inhale suddenly as I slip my thumb inside you. With long, slow movements, I stroke you. At the same time, I lean in close and kiss you passionately. Your whole body moves against my hand. I can feel you clench my thumb, drawing me deeper into you. The storm rages on, paralleling our passion. You ask me, tell me to take you now. I pull my hand away when you open your legs and invite you and me between them. I release your arms and move on top of you. I can feel the warmth of your flesh and your quickening pulse. I enter you in one smooth thrust. You grab the back of my head and pull me close. Your legs wrap around my lower back and squeeze. I lean in and kiss your neck. You bite gently on my earlobe. Gently at first and then harder as I gasp in response. Our bodies are now moving together. Our love for each other apparent as we fuck. I can feel my every sense amplified as my orgasm nears. Your grip on me tightens as your hips grind against mine. You tell me that you're coming. I try to hold back so that we can orgasm together. Your breathing quickens as our pace increases. Our bodies move urgently against each other. I can feel myself letting go as your muscles clench tightly. I can't hold back any longer and release myself into you. I gasp as your body stiffens, then relaxes against me. We continue to orgasm together for what seems an eternity, finally collapsing in each other's arms. After a few moments, I move to your side and slip you between my arms. You nuzzle closely against me, listen to my deep breaths as I try to slow down my heart rate. Storms pass now and the night sky is clear. The moon's rays shine brightly through the skylight in the cabin's roof, casting an erotic blue light over us. I smile as I drift off to sleep, thinking to myself how much I love you. I murmur into your neck, close to your ear, not sure if you're still awake to hear me. I love you so much. But you do hear me. And your sleepy voice answers softly, I love you too. Sleep tight.